Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building. Right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every show by thanking the listeners. You guys make this fun. You guys make this awesome. Thank you guys for sharing The Bar, telling people about The Bar, rocking The Bar. Y'all be rocking that bar gear, man, and I appreciate that. Also, you suggest guests for The Bar. I've been doing this for almost 5 years, and it's hard to have a new person every Tuesday, every year. But you guys make some awesome suggestions. I encourage you to continue to DM, inbox, let me know somebody that you think would be interesting to be on The Bar. And today's guest actually came as a suggestion. And like I do every week, bring in awesome guests I have on today, none other than my brother, Tyler. How you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Second take for me and you, for the listeners, first take. Had a couple of technical issues, man, but we're going to jump in right where we left off there. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, kind of what you do, who you are, anything you want to share, do that right here.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you having me on. I wear many hats. I have a wife and two daughters that are 3 and 1. I have been in ministry for a long time, and I'm a NBA sports writer. So I cover the Indiana Pacers, a little bit of college basketball as well, Indiana Hoosiers, for a couple different outlets. So I love doing that. I'm also a basketball coach, and I just released my first book that came out in June. So a lot going on, but I love every second of it.
That's awesome, brother. That's awesome. That, I mean, I'm not a writer, no, whatsoever, but I could imagine, man, those, that being exciting. 'Cause I love sports, love basketball, love, football. I'm okay with baseball. But I could imagine, man, that being an awesome gig. So tell, I guess, a little bit about, your testimony, man, and your journey to Christ. Some people have like this, you know, this come to Jesus, you know, raining, I was on crack, but some people, you know, don't have that kind of story. Tell a little bit about that, man, before we get into your book.
Yeah. So no crack stories for me, but, I was, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, and I owe a lot to my parents and my sister and, you know, a great church that I grew up in. I know a lot of people go the opposite way than I did, where they, you know, go off to college and leave the church. For me, it was more, you know, I grew up in church, but my faith became real once I got to college. And it was, you know, I owe a lot of the people, the peers that were in my life that just poured into my life and really showed me who Jesus was. And I started to, you know, have this understanding that when I grew up, it was more, you know, I was known as the Christian guy, but it was more like, you know, well, he goes to church and doesn't do anything too bad, so therefore he's a Christian. And realize later in life, there's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot more to live for, you know, than just the things to stay away from as you're kind of, you know, a lot of people grew up believing. So I was in college, you know, things became real. I had no interest or desire to go into ministry at all, but God had other plans, and he actually used, speaking of sports, he used basketball to get me to go to a Christian school, which then led me into youth ministry. So wow. Kind of cool how that all happened. But yeah, it was maybe a bit of a slow journey for me. You know, I'm still on that journey, still, you know, which is a lot of what the book is about, you know, looking for God 7 days a week. And I'm still, you know, processing through that, but I'm in a much better place than, my younger years of, as far as, you know, living for Christ on a daily.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's jump into the book, man. The title of the book, kind of the, I always call it the Amazon summary of the book. Let's talk about that and we'll dive a little deeper into that.
Yeah. So it's called Searching for Seven. And the number seven kind of has a double meaning. You know, if you want to get real technical, seven can be the number of God. You know, it means completeness and perfection. So in a way, I'm looking for him, but I'm also searching for my own faith 7 days a week. And I've been through a lot in my life and a lot of cool opportunities that I've had, whether it's the sports writing gig or coaching or fatherhood, or I was also in the Christian music industry for a while, promoting shows. So there's a lot of things I've been able to be a part of. And through that, there's been a lot of stories. And I love books that have a lot of stories in them and, you know, books that have short chapters. So that's what I was going for with this book. Short chapters, a lot of stories, a lot of scripture. To try to encourage others, you know, in that pursuit and let them know that, you know, hey, we all need to be seeking God. You know, fully believe that he seeks us and pursues us. But at the same time, if we never seek him, you know, that's not really a relationship. So we've got to seek him and figure out, honestly, what works for you. You know, because how I feel close to God may not be how you do. And you've got to be intentional about figuring out, how do I hear from him? How do I feel close to him? And how can I, you know, be a witness for him in the lives of others as well?
Right. Oh, that sounds cool, man. So I know you mentioned like stories, is actual stories in there, or what is your approach to the book?
Yeah, just about every chapter starts with a story of some kind. Most of them are things that have happened in my life. And there's a couple other ones that I've really been inspired by that I shared, you know, from other people. But really, you know, it's just, you know, here's what happened. Here's what God taught me through it. Here's some scripture, or like, hey, it reminds me of this, you know, story from, you know, the days of Jesus, or, you know, some of the stories I share are way back from my high school days. Some are more recent. But really it's a big, you know, 19 different topics. There's 19 chapters, but they're all short. So it's a quick read. And really, I feel like, you know, Jesus taught the most in stories, and I feel like that's how a lot of people relate. So I wanted to do that, you know, kind of follow that formula and, you know, try to relate to people in that way.
Awesome, man. So it's funny, you know, people think naturally, you know, writers would write a book. And I remember listening to, I don't know if it was Stephen A. or if it was somebody else, was saying like, man, you know, I struggle writing a book. You know, I used to write articles, but just writing a book is not. Did you find that challenging from being a sports writer to, you know, going into actual book publishing?
Well, the advantage, I guess, that I had is not only have I done the sports writing, but I've also, you know, written a lot of messages and sermons and blogs over the years being in ministry. So that was actually my initial thinking, was I want to combine that process. Feel like there's a lot of things I want to say that are, you know, cohesive. They all kind of fit one topic, even though there are many different topics. And so I feel like the sports writing thing helped me, as far as a structure and how to begin, try to hook people in. It was definitely different, you know, going to a game and writing an article about that game, much different than writing a book where you're trying to reach people for Christ. But I think there was a lot of similarities as well. And for me, at least in my situation, helped out.
Nice. Yeah. So you pretty much what you're saying is you had a leg up because you was already kind of writing different formats. So that makes total sense. So just because I'm a, you know, I like sports, man, tell me, give me a story, man, of an interesting moment, whether it's NBA or college, just as a writer, you know, something that not a lot of people would know or experience, or just give me something, man.
Well, what I love, not only getting to go to the games, but the locker room access and just seeing how the guys, you know, interact with one another, how they're, you know, they're human just like us. Of course, they're incredible at what they do. But the, you know, sometimes you go to a game and you see them warm up and you may think like, oh, they don't, you know, they're not really working hard, but you don't always see the 2 hours leading up to the game, how much work they're really putting in, and how it's a lot. And just, you know, I've been doing it for 7 seasons now. So I've seen a lot of different dynamics, within the Pacer locker room and how it used to be kind of toxic, you know, years ago. And now it's a really good locker room. The guys really, you know, it's family. They love each other and joke around. So that's a lot of fun. But probably my favorite media example comes from this past November. Vince Carter is one of my favorite all-time players. And
Tar Heel.
It was his last game coming to Indiana before he retired. So I had a chance to go talk to him, and I was surprised. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of media surrounding him because they had a back-to-back and they had to go pretty quickly. And it was an overtime game. But I went in there just honestly to get a photo or say hello, and I got a chance to talk to him even for just a minute, just a couple questions. And for me, I had a chance to tell him, like, hey, you know, in Indiana where I live, you know, people love basketball. And growing up, you know, it was, we pretended to be Reggie Miller shooting threes. We pretended to be Vince Carter in the dunk contest and making all those moves, you know. And so, you know, just to be able to tell him that and, you know, kind of get a video of that, that was a really cool moment for me.
Wow, that is amazing. I've never met Vince. I met Jameson. You know, there's at Chapel Hill together.
Yeah.
I met Jameson and Haywood. They were in this basketball tournament that I played in, which, I mean, wasn't even fair. I'm glad Vince didn't come because it was already uneven. But yeah, so that's really cool, man. That is really cool. I, you know, one of my favorite point guards played at the Pacers is Travis Best from from Georgia Tech. That's one of my all-time favorite point guards. I don't know why. Like, you know, he is not super spectacular, but I think that might be why I liked him so much. Like, our game was a lot of light. It's just just a regular blue-collar player. You know, come in, go to work. You know, go home.
He had one of the biggest shots in franchise history too. Because the year they went to the finals, they almost lost to the 8 seed. Of course, it was a really good AC. He had Sam Cassell, Ray Allen, I think, for Milwaukee. Right. But he hit a three in the corner to put him over the top in a deciding game, and then they went on to the finals. So that's what Pacer fans recall the most from Travis Best.
Yeah, man. Blue-collar player, man. My kind of guy. I loved him at Georgia Tech and followed him to the Pacers. Definitely. One of my guys. That's awesome, man. So before we go to the break, man, any other aspect of the book or anything you want to kind of throw out there for the listeners, to kind of get them enticed to go check this book out or anything, any other projects or anything you're working on?
I mean, I just think that there's something in the book for just about everybody, no matter how old you are, no matter what walk of life, even if you're, not a Christian. I feel like I would be honored for you to check it out as well. If you feel like there's any chance at all of a God existing and you're on a search yourself for what truth is, I feel like there's enough in there for different people, different parts of their life. And we also have discussion questions in the back in case you want to discuss it with a spouse or a small group or whoever. I would just be honored for you to check it out. And if you ever want to get a hold of me and discuss things further, I'm fully open to that. It's been an honor to, just see it, being read all over the world. And, so it's been great.
Awesome, man. Good deal. All right. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Andrew. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Through Rappaport's Rap Report is a podcast providing biblical interpretations and applications. It is a ministry of striving for eternity and part of the Christian podcast community. We provide a biblical view of cultural events, discuss how to apply God's word to the Christian life, address issues that concern the church, and we even take some time to offer a correct understanding of those commonly misinterpreted passages of Scripture. You will hear from great guests like Justin Peters, Todd Friel, J. Warren Wallace, and Gabe Hughes. Andrew has the Rap Report Daily, which is a 2-minute Monday through Friday podcast, and then the longer Rap Report podcast for more content. Subscribe to both today by searching for Rap Report on any podcast app, spelled R-A-P-P Report, or click the podcast link at strivingforeternity.org.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend Tyler. And Tyler, this is the second half of the show, or the last quarter of the show, where I kind of do my fun stuff, my bar signature questions. These are 3 questions I ask all of my guests. And the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man, I listen to all kinds. I love music. I do lean a lot more towards Christian music, but not really the, I mean, I love, there's a time and a place for worship music, but it's more like Christians that are, you know, putting on amazing art. Or even just Christians who are, you know, in the secular world, but, you know, you can just tell like the worldview where they're coming from. So a lot of Christian rock. I also like, some of those, Christian rappers, NF and Lecrae and KB and some of those guys. Even just a little bit, not a whole lot, a little bit of country at times, a little bit of pop at times if there's a good vibe to it. I like a wide variety of things, but I like, things that are encouraging, uplifting, and good art and deep lyrics is what I really like to go for.
Nice. I don't know why people give country a hard time, man. I like country. There's nothing wrong with country, man. They'd be like, I don't like country, or just a little bit of country. Ain't nothing wrong with country, man. So
I think I'm telling that to my former self, or my younger self, when I used to say no country ever. It's almost like you. I'm telling my former self, like, hey, you know, it's a little bit of it's okay.
Okay. All right. I guess I respect that. Okay, man. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading a book by Bob Goff, which is his third book. It's called Dream Big. And I don't know if you heard of him. This guy is, this, speaking of stories, I mean, it is unreal the things that he has gone through in life. And every chapter you're like, is that real? Did he really go through that? But man, this guy, the stories and encouragement that he has, and he's hilarious as well, but highly encourage you. The books he's written is Love Does, Everybody Always, and then this new book called Dream Big. Highly recommend all 3 of them.
Gotcha. Okay. Last signature Bob. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Lately, I've been listening to a bunch of the Cary Newhoff leadership podcasts. And I think the main reason is because he has so many different guests. You know, every show is completely different. And it's not just people in ministry that go on there, but, you know, leadership gurus, business men and women that are killing it in, you know, their respective field. He's a really good interviewer, very extensive conversations. And see, I don't think every single show would be for everyone, but I mean, most of the time there's some really good and deep stuff in there.
Cool. All right, sir. Well, listen, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show, taking time out of your busy schedule. I always like to give my guests at the end just a few moments to first tell them where they can find you, the book, any contact, and then any words of encouragement before we close out.
Yeah, I think the best place, it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of things in one, but the book's website, even if you're not interested in the book, but if you want to connect with me somehow, there's some stuff on there that you can find me. So searchingforseven.com has, you know, links to the book or my social media, my blog, things of that nature. So that's probably the easiest place to find everything. And I just want to encourage all of you with kind of the overall message of the book itself, in that we're all on this journey. I'm not the hero of the story. I don't have it all figured out. I'm just another person that's on this journey as well. And And I think our faith is meant to be a journey, and we're going to fail at times because we're human, but you know, we have an incredible God who loves us, and he's going to be there with us no matter what we're going through all the ups and downs of this crazy life. And that's a beautiful thing. So hopefully you find some encouragement just with that.
Awesome, man. Good deal. Thanks again to the Bar listeners. Make sure you guys tune into your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast. Make sure you go and pick up Tyler's book. Check that out. The link will definitely be in the show notes. Also, make sure you go to thebargear.com, pick you up some bar gear, and go to thebarpodcast.com. Listen to all your favorite episodes. Until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.